Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone who took the time out to listen in today to this wonderful broadcast. What are you doing to prepare for the new year? And to our studio audience this morning, ask yourself that question. What am I doing to prepare for the new year? And as we sit back and as we think about what we could do differently. But first, I want to thank you for being our listeners, for being our fans and our supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you, because without you, our lives would be much different. I mean, you really energize us. You really make us look forward to these broadcasts, how you just absorb all of the tips that we give you. And it's just so exciting just to receive your emails or your phone calls or when you correspond with us back on Facebook or Google Plus or wherever it may be, the Twitter, all of our social media. We just want to say that we appreciate each and every one of you. And to show our appreciation, we'd like to point you out to some things that we have written with you in mind. On our YouTube channel, which is Turning Point Enrichment, I have put together some holiday gifts to inspire you or someone special in your life, the tips that will help you get through your busy day or get through your business or simply get through life. So if you want to go to that page, it's youtube.com, and look for Turning Point Enrichment. Google it. Google my name, Gertrude Chapman. Matter of fact, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, this morning. I'm sorry I didn't say that for the new people who are listening in. But anyway, we're just excited that you're here with us this morning. So what are you doing to prepare for the new year? What are you doing? You know, we can start out by changing our attitude. You're not saying that we have a bad attitude or you have a bad attitude, but change our attitude as we grow. Each year, we grow. To start utilizing, we have learned so much. So start utilizing those things that we learned instead of just doing things the same way, year in and year out, and bringing it over into the next year. Let's change our attitude. Let's tweak some things, or in some cases, tweak a lot of things, and grow from that, and see how that works, because sometimes all it takes is just a little tweak, so it doesn't get boring. You always have excitement going on. There's always energy going on when you just change things a little bit. You know, I was talking to my staff the other day, and we've been tweaking some things. We've been changing some things because we have learned so much, and we're just so excited. You know, we're not sitting here and waiting to go into 2016. We are already doing these things now. So I'm telling you, it's adding so much electricity to the projects that we are already started. We have already begun, and it's just so exciting to see how everything is coming together and as we work toward that common goal. Find ways to fix things, to make them better, and whatever you're involved in, whatever it may be, find ways to fix things. Just to make them better. Because you have learned a lot this year, whether it's listening in on the program, your Turning Point, or from other sources. Put those things into effect and see how your life will change, how things will be different, how much excitement it will add to whatever you're doing. Also, focus on your family. Focus on your relationships. Focus on your friends. Focus on your employees. Focus on your fans. Focus on your supporters. Focus on your clients. Focus on your listeners. Focus on your viewers. Focus on your readers. Focus on those that you are reaching out to. Because it's all about others. It's all about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. But it's about others. And if you focus in on those needs, what people are needing, and listen to them, diligently listen to them, you could deliver just what they need. Focus in. You know, a lot of times we're so busy preparing that we neglect to listen to what people are needing. So as we prepare for the new year, let's really listen to what people are needing, their needs, their concerns, no matter what type of business you're in, no matter what arena you find yourself in. Always remember this, it's always about others. 365, 52 weeks out of the year. Let's make 2016 a much better year than 2015. Let's embrace unity within our families, within our team, within whatever place we are. Let's embrace that unity among ourselves to work on that project. Find a common purpose. You know, again, just the other day, talking with my team, we found this common purpose, and everybody's so excited about working on this new project. Well, there's several new projects for 2016. But like I said, we're already working on those things now. You know, we're already working on those things now. And the excitement that it's bringing, the energy that it's bringing. And what I mean by energy, you know, sometimes you get so caught up in just the routine of things. And you just do things, you know, by rote, just over and over again. Just mundane. There's no life in it. But when you energize, when you tweak something, when you change things, when you are doing these things that we're talking about today, it adds a spark of fire there. And now, before you know, there's a flame, there's a blazing flame that's going on. And that's what I see. You know, and we don't do this once a year or every quarter. We do this all the time, every month. We're focusing on something. We're energizing each other. Not only am I energizing them, but they're energizing me. And I told them just the other day how much I appreciate them, how much growth I have seen in them, how much they have added on to the experience and to the project and to all of the things that we are involved in. I don't leave anybody out. That's one thing about me with this passion of mine, Turning Point Enrichment. I leave no one out. Everybody's ideas are important. We build. And in order to build others, we have to build ourselves, within ourselves. So I'm constantly building the people who work with me, around me, so we can reach out to our fans, to our listeners, to our viewers, to our audience, and build them up. Because first it starts with us. It starts with me, it goes to them, and it flows out to those who we are reaching out to. So always remember that. Always build your team. Always build your team. Pump into them positive things. Pump into them that they could do it. teach them, guide them, lead them. Because everybody's important. If you didn't think they were important, they wouldn't be on your team. Think about it. Why do you have people on your team? It will lead to a much happier or joyful experience for you, where there won't be tension among your people. So change your attitude about some things and embrace that unity. Embrace utilizing your strengths. Utilize your strengths. And what I mean by that, rework some projects. These are things that never really took off the way that you thought they should. So rework those things and utilize your strength. Maybe it's not in you. It could be in somebody else. Somebody on your team is strong in that area. That's why you hired them. That's why you have them on your team. Utilize what you have. Utilize, but don't abuse. You see, there's a difference. Encourage. Encourage that unity. Encourage people, making people feel like you appreciate them. Encourage that. And when you encourage that, you'll see it'll be a whole different atmosphere in the place where you are. And like I said, we always have to uplift one another. Telling people how much we appreciate them, how much they have contributed. You know, this other day I was just looking, as I told my team, I told them how much I appreciated them. And when I was telling them different things, and I'm talking to the whole group, I could see the twinkle in their eyes. I could see their eyes light up. You know, you may not think that it means anything, but try it. When you speak, just watch. Watch how people's whole expression change. How they'll begin to sit up. They may be, you know, slouching in their chair. They'll begin to sit up. They'll begin to light up. They'll begin to, you know, see that they are very important at what they're doing and where they are. That they'll begin to start embracing everything that you're talking about, everything that you're going to do, whatever project it is. They'll begin to be excited. And I watched that, and I saw that. Also, with this, give them an opportunity to lead. Remember I said about utilizing your strengths? As leaders, as business owners, wherever we may be, we don't have it all. So we have to look around and see the strength of each individual. As we are going into New Year, remember this. Remember these tips. Always have people around you who are smarter than you. Always. Now, we've come to the end of our broadcast. And if what you have heard has enlightened something in you, let us know about it. Drop us a line at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Also, follow our Facebook page. Like it. At Turning Point Enrichment. I know I have it wrong on the broadcast page. It's facebook.com/ Turning Point in Richmond. Until next week, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. This is your time. This is your season. This is Your Turning Point. Have a prosperous week.